This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As we sit here 40 hours after your basketball season ended, I remember you telling us it's always been Knicks in 7, it is Knicks in 7, and you could take it to the bank. Did your bank get robbed, Tommy?
No, but I heard from a few people that their checks bounced,
yeah.
Which I apologize for. That's always embarrassing. I thought we had more money in the checking account than we did. It's disappointing. Whenever you get this close, I'm not going to sugarcoat it from that aspect. It's disappointing when you get to the Final Four teams, an Eastern Conference Finals, and you could begin to dream about a parade. You could taste the championship. When you fall just a little short, it's disappointing. That being said, the Knicks' future is very, very bright. They are not going anywhere. They have progressed now. They have taken another step into the Eastern Conference Finals. So there's no reason not to believe that they aren't going to take another step next year. In fact, you like to write things down, don't you, Evan?
I love to write things down, yes.
Right here on June 1st at 2:28.
It's June 2nd, but close.
All right, start over. Right here on June 2nd. At 2:28, you could write this one down.
Yeah.
The Knicks are winning the championship next year. It is Knicks in 26. We will bang the drum. And as we stand here a year from now, we will be discussing the Knicks in the finals. And we will all be celebrating the first championship for most of us, in the first one in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of us, the first in many, many, many years.
Okay, whatever
Knicks
you say.
Knicks in 26.
All right. Sounds like a broken man, Teague. You can hear it in his voice. Right. It's just not fully Tommy anymore.
It's not confident.
No.
It is very, okay, yes, it's going to happen, but maybe not. believe me, but I don't know if I'm actually that. But yeah, I am. Knicks in 26.
I think the first part of what you said I did believe, which is it was very disappointing. Yeah. Like, I think last year, and I took flack for saying, hey, I'd be pissed off if I lost in 7 at home to the Pacers, but most Knicks fans were like, hey, look, we were ravaged by injuries. Mm-hmm. It was a great run. Let's give them a golf clap. This year is very, very different. It's actually different than any other year we've experienced in a long time, which shows you the expectations have grown. And it also shows you that the belief coming into this series against Indiana was universal. The Knicks were going to beat the Pacers.
Right.
That was a universal belief. And for that not to happen, especially with what happened early in this series in Game 1, and even the way it ended in Game 6 with it just eventually becoming a laugher in the last 5 to 8 minutes of this game, that's the key word. It's a blown opportunity, and it's massively disappointing. Can they get back here next year? They got a long road to go. And we'll spend time examining what needs to be done to get back here next year. But let's get to your phone calls. Let's hear from the Knicks fans on this Monday, 888-808-1019. Eric in Rivervale, lead it off, Eric. How are you?
What's up, Eric?
Evan, Tiki, what's happening, boys?
All's good, dude.
Oh, man, I got to at least give you some props, Evan. I thought you might come in as the lead of the coalition and get on the Knicks pretty good. But I actually 100% agree with you. I think, you know, this take that I've been hearing all day, you know, that the Knicks aren't good enough or they aren't built properly or, you know, Thibodeau is somehow the second coming of David Fizdale and you know, all this nonsense, to me, you know, that's, it's just not the right, it's just not the right narrative. I mean, it really isn't. Is it disappointing? 100%. What I was disappointed at is the way the Knicks showed up, right? It was the execution. It was awful. From Brunson to Cat to, you know, everybody. I mean, OG is the leading scorer on the team in an elimination game. You're not winning.
Right.
I don't care who you're playing. That's not the way the Knicks are built. So to me, you know, yeah, there are holes, absolutely. But I think, you know, ultimately for me, it's like, look, it's super disappointing. Is this season a success? I think so. I mean, I think both things can be true. I could be disappointed in the opportunity lost for sure. But, you know, we've made it further than we did last year. The team is still in a really good place. And I think there are some moves that, you know, they can make if they're creative that will make this team better.
But they're going to have to be settled because they don't have a lot of resources to do any of those things. He's right about being disappointed. And I think the one thing, if it was a frustration, it's why did Jalen Brunson have such a bad game on this game?
And we all expected that kind of epic Jalen Brunson game, and we thought we were getting it because on the first two Nick possessions, Jalen was uber aggressive. Yep. He scored the first 4 points, and it felt like, all right,
here we go.
This is going to be a Jalen special.
Right, we've seen this movie before. He's going to score 40, and he's going to, not single-handedly, because obviously it's a team thing, but you know what I mean. He's going to put this team in position to steal this sixth game on the road and bring it back to Madison Square Garden, and he just fizzled. And you can't explain it. I don't want to make excuses. I'm sure he has his own thoughts on it. And I don't know if he spoke on it after the game. I didn't stay up to watch it. But I wonder, like, why? And I think if you're a Knicks fan, that's what you're frustrated
by. Well, I think
the
ultimate why is Aaron Nesmith did and Andrew Nemhard did a great job defensively against him.
But they harassed him constantly. They had done that all series long.
No, I know.
I got you. And he had found ways to be successful anyways. Well, what was different?
Well, I think what's different is that Jalen Brunson had to work so hard throughout this series. And finally, in the sixth game, he got sloppy with the basketball. He turned the ball over like basically everybody else on this team did.
Right.
It's not an excuse for Jalen Brunson. I'm not making one. It's more to answer your question of what happened. But in terms of great season, fun season, wonderful season, I bring it back to the Yankees again. Because Sean Morash, last June, I asked him, hey, what's a great season for the Yankees? This was well before they got to the World Series. And he said they better get to the World Series. And the only outcome I'd be okay with is losing to the Dodgers. And the reason Sean said that is because, well, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They're the best team. If I get to the World Series and I lose to them, that's the one outcome where I'd say, hey, listen, it's been a good year.
Right.
But don't you think, Sean, based on how you lost to them, based on blowing game one, a game that was right there for you, even game five, but really go back to game one, doesn't that kind of change how you felt leaving Yankee Stadium that night?
Absolutely it does. It's June 2nd, and I still can't get over game one of the World Series last year. I don't know that I'll ever get over it.
And that's the same with the Knicks.
Exactly. Well, because it feels very self-inflicted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Flicked.
Exactly. And it feels like the ultimate what if. What if Tim Hill came in for Nestor Cortes and they won game one?
They were both warming up.
Yep, that was it. How much of that series changed? We'll never know. And unfortunately, it's going to be the one that got away from
it. And that's game one against Indiana. Like, coming into that series, you're expected to win. But coming into the season, you don't know if you're getting to a conference finals. You don't expect to get to a conference finals. You certainly don't expect to beat Boston. Once you do that, expectations change. Once you have a 14-point lead in the final few minutes of game one, expectations change. And that's why, as I was sitting there, I was actually driving home Saturday night because I watched this game at a friend's house with multiple friends. It's really my wife's friends, but they are my friends now too. And I'm driving home and I'm thinking, like, my brain is really in overdrive. And I'm like, this is the Yankees. It really is. It's the freaking Yankees, especially when Deuce comes out and says, yeah, all our issues came back to kill us in game six. Basically what happened to the Yankees.
And what are we saying about the Yankees this year? The American League is easy. The division is easy. Right. It's so wide open. What are Knicks fans going to think next year with no Jason Tatum on the Boston Celtics? This is our East this year. It has to be. But ultimately, it's such a long hill to climb. Anything can happen. That you could always look back at game one here.
Let's go to Hugo in New Rochelle. How are you, Hugo?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You guys are the best. God bless you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, I got one thing for Evan.
Yes.
I remember how when teams lose and they blow a chance to be somewhere where it could be a championship, yeah, of course it's disappointing, but also you got to understand one thing. The other team played better. Okay? We blew game one, but the guy hit seven incredible three-pointers.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't meant to be. And one thing I want to tell you, Evan, I remember a long time ago you said that you would like to win one championship and then never win again and you'd be happy.
Yes.
Well, I'm a little different breed. I like to win during the year because I wake up in a very bad mood when my team loses and going to work in a bad mood.
No, I understand that, but I want one. I want to experience it. I'm sure a lot of Knicks fans are thinking that too. Like, if I tell a Knicks fan right now, you could have won the championship this year, but then after that, you're going to suck. It's all going to fall apart, and you're going to be in the lottery for the next 10 years. Or you could be a fun little mid-90s Knicks team. Get to the second round, get to a conference finals, but you're never going to win anything. Don't you think most people would say, give me the championship? Wouldn't you say, Tommy, give me the championship?
I would say give me the championship, and maybe this is just the way that I'm built, being a Met fan and really being a Giant fan. When I was younger, they weren't very good. I love the climb. I do. I love almost the failures as much as the success because it makes the success even better. Right now, everybody's going to write off the Knicks. This was their best chance. There's no way they're going to win a title now. This guy stinks. This guy's soft. And it's going to make next year, Knicks in 26, that much better.
Yeah, but that's if you do it. Like, a lot of times it doesn't happen. I mean, a lot of times, I agree with you. Like, yes, in a perfect world, it'd be so cool to watch that slow kind of climb to the top, and then you get there, and it's the sweetest thing possible. But there are a lot of examples. I can certainly give you a few where you just never get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.